2024, and it came in at 215 with the PFAS report.
According to Shanil Chandra, a senior lecturer in chemistry at CQ University, PFAS also presents significant health concerns.
There are definite impacts in humans, including impacts on the immune system, high cholesterol, it impacts the liver and is also seen as a possible cancer risk.
While Miss Stash had a dedicated drinking tap for her family and now tenants, groundwater was run through the house before she was notified. With her retirement strategy now in limbo, she says there are also ongoing health issues, including the mental stress of the fight for compensation.
Not only did we brush our teeth in it every day, twice a day, including my grandchildren, we filled up swimming pools, we swam in it, and, you know, kids inevitably when they're in pools, they swallow the water. We fed the fowls with it, we grew fruit with it, and never gave it a second thought.
Christine Stash ending that report from Aaron Kelly. You can find out more information on the ABC Capricornia website. There'll be an article going up about an hour's time. So if you'd like to read more, you can check out the ABC Capricornia website. While you're there, you can sign up for the newsletter too. We take turns each week doing the newsletter. It was my turn this week, so you can check out more online there too. Let's have a bit of Skyhooks. Here goes A Dirty Word.